I do. Sure, call me arrogant, but I've tasted it, and I've seen it. This whole world's got nothing on the one who made it. And eventually, everyone will see it. For now, hidden only to those who don't seek. Yeah, come on. Sit. Think. A drink from these words. These words like water, living, active. Yeah, gold and silver I do not have, but something infinitely greater. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, live. Yes, pick up your mat and walk. Every day, pick up your cross and at all times open your eyes. Jesus is the truth. So does that make any other worldview lies? And if He is the way and the life, any other way of life must be a waste of time. So, sleeper, arise and be still and know God is God and you are not. And His grace is enough, especially when you don't get what you want. And you realize that you don't call the shots. Yeah, let go already and let God. Let go of all your struggling to make it work. Leave room for Him to make it right and live in light. Open up and let Him heal your every hurt. He knows and He cares. And for us, He's been through so much worse. And if we really know this, yeah, if we really know Him, we know this too shall pass. Yeah, whatever momentary light affliction, this whatever pitifully first world problem or even some big as far as we're concerned burden, yes, even tragedy pales in comparison for whatever we could think to complain about now won't be worth a thought in heaven. But until then, on the altar of fill in the blank, the life He gave and died to save goes to waste, looking for a little more than just relief, a means to escape the mundane, all the monotonous stuff seemingly in the way. This is the very cross that we have to carry. And every day, yes, the who, what, and where that we simply can't change, this is precisely what He would have us go through, whom He would have us bear with, and with a smile on our heart's face. With this faith that we cannot fake. Yes, us with God, this whole world cannot shake. Isn't it great? In time, the place, the more aware of Him that we are, the more that we are armed with His grace and fitted with the Spirit by which He was raised. Yes, the choice is ours. Oh, to be annoyed or to enjoy any and every one and thing for His glory, for His sake, and for our good and that of the whole world. May He and His kingdom be what we truly seek, as we know that He is what we really need, and may He be what we really want, as we be the change that He wants. Any day now, out of the clouds, upon a white horse, and with a sword from His mouth, God's gonna clean house. And as the friends of this world are busy pooping their pagan underpants, I'll be singing the praises. And even if this shell is killed in the process, because I know my God's got this, and He delivers on His promises, all for His good pleasure. And knowing home is where the heart is, heaven's where I keep my treasure. And pre or post-trib, I ain't banking on being raptured. At least, not before I get the chance to really suffer. You know, some disgrace for the name. And of which many have and will come. You know, false teachers leading the droves astray, but fretting, I ain't. Because firm in my faith is where I intend to stay. Even if I am the subject of every man's hate, till the end, whence I am saved from that unfortunately literal place of many names. You may know it as the lake of flames, but no matter how many books Rob Bell sells, hell won't be erased. It's kind of too bad
that every stinking one of us deserves God's worst. And until you understand this, you can't comprehend, let alone accept God's amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound. Almost makes me look forward to that awful day of judgment. Counting down. Saying anything of this sort out loud. Just see how taboo it is now. And I'll only speak louder when no longer allowed. There is a God. And He loves us all so much. And because we're more in love with ourselves, our conscience just wasn't enough to get us in. To let us in on who He really is. And so He sent to us His perfect Son, Jesus. Died for us. Rose again. Sound familiar? Like a broken record? Or still the best news we've ever heard? Have we been bored all these years? Not sure why we attend this church like a chore? Or does this most glorious truth still bring us to tears? Does His name cause us to turn and cringe? Forgiven as I am, and for the giving of all that I take, right down to the gift of this next breath. Not earned or owed to me for all I deserve is death. Such are the wages of anything not coming from faith. Losing us for this truth, it's waiting. For I can't even count how many times I fell astray today. Knowing I'm okay. For on my own personal judgment day, there's someone else who will stand in my place. The perfect one who's paid my soul's price. Yeah, I'm saved. And with that, it seems my best day on earth is saved too, but for last. And until that glorious day I see Him face to face, I'll gratefully inhale His endless mercy and grace. Exhale my passing away envy and hate. Just as I find myself with a mind to speak, wait. I thank God for the ability to simply communicate. And as the words escape from my heart, remade for now, allowed to keep a beat, keeps time with the song I pray my life sings. Nothing but worship and praise for Him. He who keeps my every atom from exploding and flying away, for why they don't, no one can hardly explain. And here I'll consciously read again, pondering His mysteries. I contemplate how all this began with His breath, speaking everything into being, breathing life into man. Or maybe we should give credit to some big bang. Yeah, as if the whole universe won some sort of cosmic lottery. Yeah, I guess we're just supposed to feel lucky, to think time plus chance equals all of this. This excuse to not give thanks and pushed as fact. Oh, but thanks be to You, God, that anything and everything exists. And back, my God, I was so blind, and now thank You, Lord, for sight. But when these wild eyes cause me to stumble, sometimes I could just gouge them out. They are Yours to take away, and the same goes for these ears. Despite all of that audible poison, my God, what a blessing it is to simply hear and listen. He's never let me go hungry. I've always had a bed upon which to lay, and for my feet, a pair of shoes. My ability to walk, that's all Him too. Is for my direction. That's for me to choose. And that's for me to mess up. If I ever leave Him out, but He always brings me right back to life. Letting me take that next breath. For this one. I can't think of a better use. Oh, thanks be to God for you.